recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you going through a divorce or are you single again? A 24-7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm joined by my kick over here, my sidekick, Mr. Benny. Hi, Mr. Benny.
Yo.
Where'd you get that tune from?
That would be the Jingle Dogs album.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what happened? Worm has started to play holiday music. Worm 106.9.
That's right.
Or a sister station. Do we have sister stations and then brother stations? I mean, is Worm like a sister station and 92.5 a brother station?
Yeah, why aren't they called brother stations? Why is it always called a sister station? Or
but why are ships always referred to as her? Uh-oh, this is going to be a deep conversation. Well, let's just fill you in. We're waiting for...
That's a nautical thing.
I don't know it is. I don't know. We're going to have to get somebody that knows. Did anybody out there know?
Oh, you know, I can look
that one. Did any of our listeners know why ships are called
girls,
or referred to as...
Females.
As her.
Send her off at sea.
Yeah,
matey.
Send her off. Arr. You know, what is all... What's up with that?
It's probably something to do with pirates.
I don't know. Who's like the trivial quiz person out there? We're hoping that we're going to be joined by Dr. Sean Messonnier, and he's going to join us. He's the author of several books, including The Natural Health Bible for Dogs and Cats, The Allergy Solution for Dogs, The Arthritis Solution for Dogs and Cats, The Natural Vet's Guide to Preventing and Treating Cancer in Dogs, and 8 Weeks to a Healthy Dog. He is also the host of the weekly award-winning radio show, Dr. Sean, the Natural Vet, on Martha Stewart Radio. I didn't know Martha Stewart had radio, did you? I know Oprah's got, like, radio, but now Martha's got radio, too. Well, we're hoping we're going to have a conversation with him today, Benny and Bobby. Benny and Bobby, isn't that interesting? B&B. They're finding out where Dr. Sean is. So the holidays are coming, and so what do we need to know about the holidays around, you know, our four-leggeds or other-legged animal friends, as Martha Stewart, Martha Norwalk would say. Fabulous Sunday show. Martha's on Sundays, right? Is she on from 9 to noon on Sundays? And, you know, Martha Norwalk, and what is she, what is the name? I don't want to slam the name of her show. What is it?
Animal World?
Animal World with Martha Norwalk. And then Joy Turner is on, and she's like on today, because today's Wednesday, and she'll come in at noon, and she's about talking with
your animal kids.
And then she comes in the studio, and when she comes in, she brings two of the most beautiful golden retrievers. And I get my little doggy fix then. I get to say hi to the dogs and so forth. And I have to ask her if it's okay for me to, like, bring in a doggy treat, or maybe that's not a cool thing. I've never really asked her about that. But I should ask Joy about that, because, you know, everybody asks Joy about everything. But, you know, there's an interesting conversation about this. You know, Benny, let me just share a little dog story about the holidays with you. Okay, so many of you have heard me talk about Travis. I had Travis for 13 years. This is the collie that just wouldn't quit. I mean, he looked exactly like Lassie. And maybe one of these days I'll put a picture up on the website. You know, he's the collie that just wouldn't quit. This is a dog that overcame. He taught me about perseverance. You know, he was at a very young age sick right out of the gate. So many things I didn't know about collies, or I didn't know about breeding, or I didn't know any of that. I just know that when I went to pick him out, there were all these signs that said AKA kennel approved, all of the things that you look at and you say, oh, this is probably what this is about. What I didn't know that maybe that meant that these dogs were inbred. But the bottom line was, he was a little fur ball. And so I couldn't help pick him out of the litter. Honestly, Benny, if I had a bigger home, I would have picked him out of the litter. I hate that.
You go and you're like, okay, I'm on a mission. I'm going to get one. And you got all these little pairs of eyes looking at you. And you're like, oh, come on, I've seen more than one.
And, you know, a male dog, I didn't ever want a male dog. So I went and I wanted a female dog. Oh. I didn't even check the body parts to find out what this dog was.
You didn't do the leg check?
I didn't do it. Hello. And, you know, this is really a funny story. I'm not going to share it because I think our guest is on the line. I'm not going to share it. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, basically, with Travis, this is really kind of interesting. I didn't even read the paperwork to find out what kind of dog this was. I didn't even pay any attention. He was just so cute, and I brought him home. But anyway, brought him home, and it didn't really dawn on me till maybe like a week later that he was like a male dog because he like squatted. And so here, and honestly speaking, he never, in 13 years, ever lifted his leg like a male dog.
Beforehand.
I think it was the power of persuasion.
Yeah, there you
I think
go.
It was the power of thought. You know, here I was, and Linda finally said to me one day, you know, we were out there, and we decided we were going to take our dogs
handy,
for a walk. And she said, "Don't call this. You got to change the name." Yeah. To a boy name.
Oh.
What are you calling? This is not a girl dog. What's the matter with you? And so hence, the name Travis showed up. Anyway, do we have our guest on the line?
We do, but real fast, I want to answer your question, too, about why boats are named by females. Well, one plausible theory is boats are usually called females because traditionally they were given female names, and it was kind of important for a woman in the life of a boat's owner to have it related to as in a mother or mother in nature, like the form of having mother close with.
Really?
Yes. And also, you know, because boats, you know, they were believed to be such, you know, high and mighty. They were often given belief after a goddess.
Okay.
So a goddess at sea.
Okay.
And although male captains and sailors historically attributed in the spirit of benevolent, you know, female figures to their ships, mm-hmm. actually women were considered bad luck at sea at the time.
Mm.
So that's, but they still wanted that.
Teach them.
Yeah, but they wanted that mother nature close to, you know, motherly nature close to home. So there you go.
Okay. There's a logic
that's a plausible
I'm going to ponder
theory.
On that.
Yeah.
You know, let's give them a female name, refer to them as she's, but let's know that that's bad luck, because when you get on that boat that's supposed to keep you afloat, you're really getting on bad luck. That's another show, though.
Yeah.
We've got today's show, because we're talking about our animal friends in the holidays. Yeah. So, joining us here today, as I said before, Dr. Sean. He's a famous talk radio host. He's going to help us straighten the holiday situation out. We'll do that in 1 minute. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Sean will be joining us here. The holidays are coming. Now, what happens if you find your cat chewing on all of the tinsel and we have a new kind of hairball? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and the answer to that question.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual, find the root cause of your symptoms, and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Says it all for us here right on the Dr. Pat Show. And I've got Dr. Sean in the house. We're going to share with you the do's and don'ts of this coming holiday season with our beloved animal friends. Dr. Sean, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Well, thanks for having me back. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's start out with the old tinsel question, the scenario that I put on the table here before the show.
Okay.
Tinsel, good or bad thing?
Good if your pets don't get in it, bad if your pets get to it. Cats really love that stuff. It's shiny. It's like string. They like to play with it. But just like string and thread, if they swallow that stuff, it'll just rip up their intestines. Literally, thread, string, tinsel acts like a saw blade or a knife blade cutting through the small intestine.
No.
So if cats get that stuff in their system, you're probably going to be looking at an expensive emergency surgery to get that stuff out. Tinsel isn't often quite as bad as string, but still, I worry about those things. So if you have a cat, I would just probably not use tinsel in the tree. We don't use it on our tree here. My cat occasionally knocks one of our ornaments off the tree, which comes crashing down, but we even try to put those up a little higher so she won't get to them.
So, again, thank you for joining us here today. I guess the question is, from your perspective, I'm sure that you are on full 24-hour call around each and every holiday because of some of the things that happen. What are some of the more frequent visits that people make to see you very unexpectedly, probably very painfully?
Well, of course, swallowing something like the tinsel they shouldn't get into is common. We get a lot of calls about pets chewing on poinsettia, but normally that's not very toxic to pets except maybe some irritation in the mouth and gum, so I don't worry a lot about that. Dogs especially, I've had people leave out the holiday turkey or ham, sometimes still covered in foil, and I've had dogs eat the entire thing, including the foil. That's a very upset tummy. That is not a good thing to have happen. That's going to be a very uncomfortable pet for a few days. Those are probably the main things I would think. We have to be careful, too. This sounds weird, but some people like to give their dogs, and sometimes cats, but especially dogs, liquor, or give them a little extra eggnog with a little whiskey in there. And it's not funny to have your dog or cat drunk. That can also be a problem, so we need to try to avoid that.
Yeah, that is actually crazy.
It is.
To even think that that makes sense to do.
Well, there's some nutty people out there, we've heard stories of the dogs getting into the marijuana brownies. It's the same thing with the alcohol around the holidays.
Yeah, so those of you out there, make sure you put those marijuana brownies up on the table
high. Keep away from the dogs and the
cats. Keep away from the dogs and the cats. And I want to ask you, what role do children play in this? Because, our kids can be very... they do things that I think is really fun and cool, but they don't really understand. So have you had situations where, young children, especially young children with puppies or the new puppy, they do kinds of stuff that they don't really understand or know about, no fault of theirs.
Sure. I mean, I think the main thing is if you're looking at getting a puppy for Christmas or the holidays, number one, I always encourage people to talk with your veterinarian or who will become your veterinarian first to make sure it's the right pet, number one, for your house. Should you get a puppy, cat, fish, turtle, bird? We need to make sure it's right for the family. Know up front, if we're picking a puppy, for example, what's the best breed, knowing you have young children? Some breeds are not as appropriate. Then we want to find a good breeder where we can get that puppy from. And I think even before we do that, it's good to talk with the veterinarian and find out what kind of expenses are we looking at. I see several people each year that will buy these very expensive puppies, sometimes from a pet shop, which is never really my first inclination where to get a puppy, or a breeder. They spend $1,000, $2,000. Then they come to me and I tell them, well, get ready to spend double that on your puppy's first year of pet care if they don't get sick. It's only going to be a few thousand dollars. And they're just shocked because they spent so much money on their new puppy. Well, that doesn't affect the cost of your pet's care just because you got an expensive puppy. So we need to budget for these things. It's not just a one-time expense. As you know, we both have pets. It's an ongoing expense. And sometimes it only gets more expensive, which, of course, pet health insurance is something to consider as well with that new puppy.
So, when we were looking at this, I mean, the holidays are really times for us to celebrate. It doesn't matter, if you celebrate Christmas or you celebrate other holidays. It doesn't matter. We have Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah.
What is there a myth or is this true around, let's say, the turkey bone? I mean, I grew up with this whole idea of, look, you can give your dog a bone, but it's got to come from a cow or some other, But don't ever give them chicken bones.
I think it really depends on the size of the pet. Certainly a large dog will easily chomp through a chicken or a turkey bone. So they're certainly better suited for, like, the beef knuckle bones or a big beef femur thigh bone. If you have something like, let's say, a little Yorkie that likes some fresh meat, that dog is probably not going to do a lot of damage to the big turkey leg bone. If you're at all scared, of course, it's just very easy to slice a little piece of meat off and give it to the dog or cat. You know, there's no wives' tale about that dogs and cats shouldn't eat people food. Well, that's not true at all. The main concern I have is just what kind of people food are you feeding? So, for example, some meat, like the chicken or turkey, or if you're having fish for Thanksgiving, that would be fine. I don't think I would give them a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy, because that's, I mean, it tastes good for us, not a lot of nutritional value in there, but it certainly is a holiday favorite. And once again, with the caution that if your pet has a sensitive GI system where any change in its normal routine for diet might upset it, then don't give it some food for the holidays. My cat, for example, every time she gets a piece of beef or beef-flavored cat food, it's coming right up. So she doesn't get any beef-related product. But like today for lunch, I had a turkey sandwich. She does great with turkey. She got some turkey. Same kind of thing.
So, you know, there are so many things that I could think about to be careful about around the holidays. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, that our listeners kind of know the do's and don'ts of what goes on. Certainly many of us have grown up with the sort of myth about what to do and what not to do. You know, how about dressing our animals up in costumes?
Well, I think that embarrasses some pets, like my dog, for sure. We took a picture of her a few years ago with my daughter, who was younger then, and put, like, reindeer antlers on the dog, and she's like, what are you doing to me? This is just ridiculous. But once again, if you know your pet, you know your pet's personality, I think the costumes are fine if they like that and don't get all upset. I think it's also a good idea around the Christmas holidays, especially a lot of people like to have a Christmas photo taken of their pets. Sometimes they're in the photo as well. And, of course, we usually will put some decoration, a cute little bow around the pet's neck, something like that. So, once again, you know your pet's personality. If you'd like a nice photo, there are a lot of companies that do this around the holidays. Just make sure it's appropriate for your pet. Your pet will do well in that setting. Or just even take a nice picture at home is fine. I think we just need to use common sense and know, like we talked about the tinsel on the cat on the tree with cats, same thing with bows and ribbons. When I'm wrapping gifts, all that wrapping stuff goes right back in the container and out of the pet's way, so they don't get into it out of curiosity and cause some trouble with it or swallow something they shouldn't get into.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about that. I think the other thing that, you know, I want to ask you about, and I will, this is something I'm a little passionate about. You know, with YouTube becoming the craze of the, you know, the year, people are doing some very strange things with their animals to kind of have a YouTube video. And I don't know about you, Dr. Sean, but I'm just really appalled by it.
Oh, with some of the things on there, yeah. You know, once again, you see how crazy or disturbed people can be. Like we talked about the marijuana brownies and the alcohol and things like that. You know, what can you do about those people except, I guess, if you see them and can figure out who they are and what they're doing, report them if there's obviously animal abuse or cruelty going on. Fortunately, I don't see that very often. I guess I'm just very fortunate where I practice that even though, you know, there certainly are crazy people out there, they don't seem to take it out on their pets as much, which I guess is kind of nice.
Well, you know, thank you for joining us here today. Can we give out some information so people can find out more about you, your website,
sure,
and your radio show?
If they want to learn more, of course, my specialty is holistic natural care for pets. Go to petcarenaturally.com, www.petcarenaturally.com. A lot of great information on there, free articles, recommended books for your own health as well as your pet's health from a natural perspective I recommend. I'm actually hoping in the next week or two to have some Christmas and holiday gift ideas on there. Usually around the holidays,
perfect,
we put some of our products on sale, so they can check that out as well.
I think that's great. You know, let's make it a holistic holiday for our animal friends as well.
And get your pet something happy and healthy that'll keep it around a little bit longer.
Absolutely. So then when you ask them to pose for YouTube, they cooperate all on their own.
That's absolutely right.
Thank you, Dr. Sean. Thanks so much, everybody.
We'll do it again. Take care. Have a great holiday.
You too. Okay, folks, don't touch that dial. We have a very compelling and amazing story to share with you in a few moments. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.